Welcome to your Commissioners Court meeting for September the 20th, 2010. We'll begin our meeting with an invocation by Commissioner Arnold. Then the Pledge of Allegiance will be led by Commissioner Senegal. Will you stand, please?
With the court's indulgence, I would like to start with a moment of silent prayer in memory of the young man who lost his life in West Orange Stark, Reggie Garrett, this past Friday night. So please bow with me for a moment of silent prayer in his behalf. Dear Lord, our gracious Father, architect of the universe, I humbly ask that you guide our thoughts and our actions so that we are doing your will and acting in a manner that is pleasing to you, dear Lord. We ask that you give this government body the wisdom to make the right decisions that will benefit the majority. We also ask for your forgiveness of our sins and the strength to avoid future temptations. Please be with the family of Reggie Garrett and his friends and loved ones after such a premature a situation. We pray all these things in your precious name. Amen.
Amen.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Commissioner, for that prayer. Everything I have heard and understand about Reggie was outstanding. My grandson knew him through track, and he described him as one of the finest people he'd ever met. So keep that family in your prayers. Purchasing. Item A, approve specs for IFB for a term contract for HVAC maintenance and repair at Ford Park. Item B, reject all bids for IFB for Airport West Ditch Project at the Jack Brooks Regional Airport. Item C, award Precinct 1 road construction for Jefferson County to Triple B Services in the amount of $1,317,891.40. Item D, award Precinct 2 road construction for Jefferson County to Triple B Services in the amount of $1,174,721.40. Item E, award Precinct 3 road construction for Jefferson County to Triple B Services in the amount of $2,523,301.72. Item F, approve, execute, and receive and file renewal for an IFB term contract for maintenance and repair of the elevators of Jefferson County for the term of from October 1, 2010 to September 30, 2011 with Otis Elevator Company. Item G, approve renewal of a term contract for hydrated lime for Jefferson County for the term of October 5, 2010 to October 4, 2011 with Austin White Lime Company and Chemical Lime Company. Item H, execute, receive, and file renewal for IFB term contract for the hydrated line with Austin White. Then item I, execute, receive, and file renewal of this contract for hydrated lime with Chemical Lime Company. Item J, addendum, consider and possibly approve the MasterCard multi-card issue by Wells Fargo Bank, National Association, for use by Jefferson County in accordance with RFP, or Jefferson County Depository. Is there a motion on these items? A motion by Commissioner Sinegal. A second by Commissioner Arnold. Discussion?
Judge. Yes. One of those would be to you, Don, on the item A. Did the engineering department have anything to do with, look at this before it went out?
On item A?
Yes, sir. It's HVAC maintenance agreement?
No, sir, we did not.
Deb, who had something to do with that? Judge, I'm gonna be very honest. There are some things going on at the Ford Park that need to start coming through the court, period. It must come through the court before it get to this level. And that's my stand right now, because I have some questions on it and they need to start bringing things here. Right. And my concerns are that the management over there are not coming before us and let us know certain things. But I understand exactly that it is a contract for services, okay?
But we still get to look at the bid?
Yeah.
Yeah, if I may, just to make this clear, all you're doing is approving bid specifications, right, which you do on any purchase that's made. Those have to come before the court for approval, and that's the step in the process we're at.
Okay. Anything further?
Yeah, Judge, I have just a question regarding specifically to the award of item C, and I guess this is goes toward Mr. Rayo or Deb, either one. Have we had any experience with Triple B services in the county as far as any projects that they've performed?
No, sir, we have not.
And I understand that you did get a listing of projects that they have done in other areas around the state?
Yes, sir, from their history of projects. They have done many similar projects. In fact, they have done some for TxDOT as well.
Have any of those references been checked to date?
No, sir, they have not.
I would like to postpone this until those references have been verified.
That's just on C.
Well, I'm specifically talking about the one pertains to Precinct 1 in my precinct.
Or any regarding Triple B?
I will amend my recommendation to, if you will second.
I'll second that.
Okay.
Okay.
So we need to, I guess, take items C, D, and E separately from the original motion.
All right. Anything else? Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The ayes have it. It is unanimous with those present.
Now I'll make a motion for items C, D, and E to be taken up separately and to be tabled until we have an opportunity to check out their references.
I'll second that.
Okay. Do we need to vote on it?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Motion to table item C, D, E. And I have a second. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye. All opposed say no. Ayes have it, it's unanimous. Let the record reflect that Commissioner Domain is not present for today's meeting. County Commissioners, item A, receive report and presentation from the Volunteer Fire Department's chief. We have someone who has requested to speak. Chris, will you come up?
Change of plans, Judge. David Stutter's going to speak for us.
Okay.
Judge, Commissioners, appreciate the opportunity to be here. We are here today in representing the volunteer fire chiefs in the county. And our purpose here today is to recognize the emergency management folks for the job they've been doing for us since they've been in office and in their positions. And Chris has a letter that he will read to you just to express our appreciation.
Dear Judge Walker, I'm writing you this letter on behalf of the Rural Fire Departments of Jefferson County to recognize the staff members of the county's Emergency Management Office and express to you how appreciative we are of the support being provided to us. I am speaking of the staff of Greg Fountain, Mike White, and Rachel Lindsay. Many of the fire chiefs have been serving their communities for many, many years, and never have we seen the support given to us by the previous administrations. Although most of the fire departments accept that we are pretty much on our own to make emergency response happen in our respective jurisdictions, we now have an ally in county government. Greg, Mike, and Rachel are in continuous contact with each of the representatives from the rural fire, providing us not only critical information, specifically around hurricane preparedness, grant information, but they are also on the lookout for equipment that we can be purchased used in emergency response. The Emergency Management Office has been very instrumental in acquiring grants that have allowed most of the fire departments to receive well-needed equipment. Greg and Mike also take time from their personal schedules to attend Rural Fire Department Chiefs meeting every other month to stay in tune to our business and our needs. As the rural community continues to grow, it is imperative that each of the departments stay prepared. We, the fire chief, can't express enough of our appreciation to Greg, Mike, and Rachel. They have become an integral part of the rural emergency management, and I can only assure you they are performing well in their capacity. Please join me in expressing our special thanks to each of these individuals for a job well done. Respectively yours, David Stutter, Chief Nome Fire Department, Doug Saunders, China Fire Department, Fire Chief, Chief Adam Rosenberg, Water District 10 Fire Department, Chief Justin Shishan, Hampshire Fire Department, Chief Ken Duhon, Cheek Fire Department, Chief Charles Saunier, LaBelle Finette Fire Department, and myself, Fire Chief of Bevel Oaks.
Wow, that is really a commendation. And we want to thank y'all. Greg, you wrote that, I'm sure.
Yeah. I don't know how much you paid them.
We've got a presentation to make, and Chief Steve Saunders would like to make a presentation to Greg.
Great, thank you.
I get Greg and Mike up here.
Where's
this
Rachel?
Appreciation for your support and assistance to the rural fire departments in Jefferson County. You will never know how much you're appreciated.
Well, on behalf of Mike and Rachel, these guys do for free after their everyday jobs what paid departments get paid to do. And I've never seen a finer display of that type of work than 3 weeks ago for the incident on I-10, where every volunteer fire department within Jefferson County responded to help the Hampshire Volunteer Fire Department during the isobutane spill. And it's that type of dedication and cooperation that really makes our job of working with them a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you. Job well done, Greg, Mike, Rachel. Appreciate it very much. Item B, consider and approve a proclamation proclaiming the week of September 17th through the 23rd as Constitution Week. Item C, consider and possibly authorizing the county judge to execute a memorandum of agreement and understanding between Jefferson County Mosquito Control and Texas AgriLife Extension Services of the Texas A&M University System. Item D, consider authorizing the county judge to execute amendment number one to the Texas Department of Rural Affairs Disaster Recovery Grant Contract Number DRSO10219. The funding from this grant is for roads and bridges, LNVA power supply, navigation district control room, Ford Park roof, water district improvement, DD6, DD7, China Volunteer Fire Department, and Sabine Pass Port. Item E, consider a presentation of petition regarding retention of the Jefferson County Library and the bookmobile. Item F, consider and approve resolution for the 2011 Indigent Defense Grant application. Item G, execute, receive, and file for arraignment services and all other duties to be performed by Judge Leonard Giblin, Jr., Judge Harold Pacella, and Judge Charles Carver for a period of from October 1, 2010 till September 30th, 2011. Item H, consider and approve sheriff and constable fees to be effective January 1, 2011. On item E, we have a speaker, Ms. Stacy Hill has signed to speak to this matter. And will you come up, Ms. Hill? Ma'am, you have 3 minutes.
I would like to thank the Commissioner's Court for hearing me today, and a special thanks to Winogle for putting the library petition on the agenda.
Can't hear you, ma'am.
Alfred, for his support. The petition I have here is being presented to validate the concerns of over 1,000 Jefferson County voters from all precincts who are against the closure of the county library. During the course of 4 weeks of gathering signatures, Judge-elect Brannick and two other officials explained that the petition would be viewed at not as legal due to the law on how the library was opened. This petition is a voice of the people who elected all of you to speak for them. The bookmobile was started 80 years ago and has been a source of education, reference, and entertainment for those who cannot travel because of low income, handicap, or other reasons. Commissioner Arnold probably understands the importance of the bookmobile to the voters in his precinct because there was a link available on his webpage accessing the bookmobile schedule. And I understand that budget cuts must be made to reduce spending, although many have voiced their desire to have budget cuts reconsidered. I'm sure you understand the importance of libraries and their increased need during these economic times. And in 2009, the Jefferson County Library had 1,234 patrons who checked out 34,374 items within a budget of $270,000. This comes to $7.87 per item. So far this year, the library has checked out 30,818 items with an increase of 295 patrons, averaging 3,244 items per month. It would surpass last year's checkouts. And the interlocal agreement plan that was explained to me by Judge Brannick, elect, seems to be incomplete and potentially a trial run. For those of us without any library service after Thanksgiving, we will still not be sure of which library we will be forced to use, who's going to pay for it, and how long it would be paid for by the county. Part of the reason the library has so few patrons at this time is it should be open in the evenings and on Saturdays, and it perhaps should even be moved to a more centralized location for those who live in the rural areas. And there are 33,000 eligible people that can use this county library in those areas, and you need to think about the people who would become users after the new project begins. They would want cards for the city libraries because they are open in the evening and on the weekends. And it has been said that the library is a video store, and well, they only have one copy of most videos, and people do check out those videos, but that is their choice. If you decide to subsidize Ford Park with millions of dollars for people who can afford tickets, and some of these people aren't even county residents, then they would be entertained with concerts and roller derby, but you're closing our free entertainment that provides education. And you have budgeted for nurse practitioners departments with $288,000 budget to serve people who also have health insurance, and that money could fund the library.
Did you have a petition?
I do have the petition, and I have a copy for you.
You wanted to present that today. You may do so. Thank you, ma'am.
Yes, Ms. Hill, I want to say I appreciate you spending the time, you and your committee, to get these petitions signed. And I want to apologize and that you had such a, it was such a confusion about getting on the agenda. Partially my fault, because until you brought it to my attention, I didn't know you wanted to be on the agenda. So you see how quick it happened, and I want to say that anytime within reason you want to present to this court, I'll back you 100%. You did it the proper way. You came and asked me. We made a call, and it was done. I want to thank you, because I think the citizens' voices should never be stifled. Not pointing any finger anywhere, but if you want to get there and call me a few names within reason, I support that if I did something wrong. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, before you sit, and I want to apologize. I was on the road the next day. I called you from out of town. And Natalie contacted you, but like Commissioner Syndergaard said, we as a court, and I speak at, from that standpoint, because I firmly believe that we do not want to stifle any constituent in this county, because that is their right, number one. I will look at the petitions and look at the data you have given us.
Thank you, ma'am. And I wholeheartedly agreed with what was said, as long as the court rules of procedure and decorum are followed. And you did follow that. We thank you for that. We hadn't voted on this yet, have we? Okay, all in favor of those items under count? Oh, yeah, give me a motion. Some have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The ayes have it. It's unanimous. County Airport, consider and possibly approve and execute an FFA Airport Improvement Grant in the amount of $1,120,409. The local match on this is $58,969. The grant will provide funding for a wildlife hazard assessment, airfield improvement, ramp rehab, and airfield equipment. Is there a motion on this?
Harold, what percentage, and I guess before I make a, I'll make a motion with a question, kind of give us a brief overview of it so this public that looks at this particular program can know what's going on?
Yes, sir, Commissioner. This is a routine grant that we apply for almost every year through the FAA. It comes from federal funds that are imposed on airline tickets. The FAA accumulates all of the federal excise taxes on passenger airfare tickets, and they apportion it through all of the airports in the United States. This year we've requested the projects that the judge mentioned. The first one, of course, is the wildlife hazard assessment. That's been mandated by the FAA that every Part 139 certified airport in the United States undergo a wildlife hazard assessment, and based on the assessment, then implement a wildlife hazard management plan. And obviously, birds are our biggest problems, but we also have fur-bearing mammals and other things. So that's about a 13-month project, and we've already gone out for the RFQ, and the project team has been identified and qualified. The remainder of it is primarily some maintenance on the ramps and runways, and also airfield geometry alternatives that are will be done to make an assessment about the realignment of our primary ILS runway from 1230 to possibly 1634, and that's probably a 6 or 8 year project that we're just starting. It is a 95% federally funded grant with 5% matching funds, and the 5% has been included in our budget request from this summer for next year.
What type of equipment?
That's an airfield sweeper. Our airfield sweeper is about 11 years old, and because sweeping the airfield frequently is required, the FAA funds that type of equipment.
Will the funding that we have in the grant with this match, it won't have to add any funding from the general fund to purchase these?
Only the 5%.
Just the 5%?
And that's a total for all the projects of $58,000, $59,000.
Okay.
Are you optimistic about getting that?
Getting what?
The grant.
It's on your desk. All you have to do is sign it.
No, I'm not going to sign it.
I'm pretty optimistic, Judge.
All right, good. All right, we have a motion and a second. I thought we did. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The ayes have it. It's unanimous. County Auditor, item A. Consider and approve a budget amendment for Indigent Health Care, $35,000. Consider and approve a budget transfer of Beaumont Maintenance for additional cost, $2,000. Consider and approve a budget transfer for 60th District Court for additional cost, $600. Consider and approve a budget amendment for juvenile detention for additional cost of $4,000. Approval of regular county bill payment checks number 343970 through check number 344365. Is there a motion on?
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. Ayes have it. It's unanimous. County clerk, consider and possibly approve and authorize county judge to execute and enter local cooperation agreement between Harris County and Jefferson County for the loan of voting equipment for the November 2nd, 2010 general election. Harris County suffered a warehouse fire that destroyed a significant amount of its voting equipment, and the agreement is for the loan of privacy voting booths only, not Ivotronics, at a cost of $5 per booth. Harris County will assume the cost of pickup and delivery of the booths. Is there a motion on that?
So, second question, Mr. Rugg, we don't have anything else we need to do with this legally, right?
No, sir. The county clerk and I have worked together closely in the development of this agreement.
I guess the only question I have, how many pieces of equipment it is?
It's not going to run us short. Okay. Oh, okay. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. Ayes have it, it's unanimous. Engineering Department. Item A, execute, receive, and file a supplemental agreement number 2 of the contract entered into between TCB Inc., that's Turner, Colley, and Braden, and Jefferson County for environmental planning and engineering services for the State Highway 87 environmental